It's Flush the Format Friday, 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Amy Kay. Would you say there's anything you're ashamed of when you buy at the store? About a third of people in a recent study say, oh yeah, definitely. There is something I just hate buying in a physical store because I go to the cashier and I'm just like, oh, don't judge me for what I'm buying. What is that thing for you, Amy Kay?
Most recently, it was I just had to make a quick run to the store because I was out of toilet paper and I was out of cat litter. And so I just had a cart with a big thing of toilet paper and a thing of cat litter. And I felt like people are like just judging, like, look at that crazy cat lady.
Well, they do say that people have a lot in common with their pets, right? And so both you and Ziggy really had to take care of the same business.
I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah, bathroom items for both of us.
So there's that. I'm actually surprised that's what embarrassed you because you are somebody. And I mean this with all the friendship, love in my heart. I can mean it. But you were somebody with like an excessive amount of like medical issues.
Well,
so I think you must buy some pretty weird stuff.
I was going to say that one. Okay, so what about when did I get my colonoscopy? A few months ago? Last year, maybe?
How many have you had at this point?
I've had quite a few. But okay, so the other colonoscopies I've had, you get the, I think it's called Go Lightly.
Uh-huh.
And the hospital provides you with everything you need. However, this most recent time, I was given a list of everything I needed, and it was Gatorade, Miralax, a lot of Miralax, like more than you should ever have in your entire life, a pill laxative, I don't remember what it was called, and then of course I had to buy toilet paper and hemorrhoid cream.
That was probably an embarrassing day. Now, did the person that rung it up like look at you with some like sadness in their face? Were they feeling for you?
I think so. And then what was even worse is Steven came to the store with me and he was like, oh, don't forget about the hemorrhoid cream. And he's like making it really obvious. Should we get a larger size toilet paper? You might run out of all that. And I was like, stop. I just want to buy this and get out of here.
Was it intentional or was he just being a caring guy and not really thinking about like there's people listening to
this? No, he was doing it intentional. He thought it was funny. I said, get out of here.
Well, at least you got all cleared out for your procedure.
That cleared me out, yeah.
Is there something that you feel kind of embarrassed by? And
I had to buy a stool softener one time.
Okay, so kind of in the same realm as Amy, right? Just had to, you're a little backed up, had to soften it up, get it all cleared out.
And you always want to act like you're doing it for somebody else. One time, I had a friend who... he needed cold sore treatment. And I didn't know what I was doing. But of course, then, like, I felt embarrassed even just getting that. So I'm like, this is for a friend. Would you recommend this to the worker? And they're like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, no, they didn't care.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of shame, so there's not much that bothers me when I buy it at the store. However, on the rare occasion that I have been asked to grab like feminine products for my wife, that always feels really uncomfortable. And I don't know why. Because like clearly I'm like a decent human being that's buying something that's obviously not for me. For, you know, somebody I care for and love that needs this. So why it's so weird for men, I don't know. But it's just, it's really awkward for us to be in that aisle. It's awkward for us, like, I don't understand what all the phrases are on there. I know I usually don't buy the right thing because she'll be like, here's a brand and here's a small descriptor. Mm-hmm. And then I'm staring at the writing on there. I'm like, I don't know what any of this is. What's wings? I don't know.
I don't understand why guys are so freaked out. Like, other people see you in that aisle. They know you're being nice and you're getting that for somebody else. What do you think people are judging you on? If anything, they're like, wow, what a nice guy. And you know he's struggling.
Just that whole subject matter
really
just is uncomfortable for us as a species, as for men.
I don't know why. I really don't.
I don't know either. I don't know why it is. It's just wired into me to be like, I don't know. I'm uncomfortable.
I don't know what I'm getting. I feel like, and even if we write down the exact thing.
I could go probably with a photo of literally whatever was last purchased and still be like, where is this?
Still not going to get it right.
And it's not like I'm going to ask somebody.
Why?
Excuse me, can you show me where this one is? No way.
I'm sure if somebody saw you, if you asked somebody, they would help you.
Ugh, no, thank you. And thing you're embarrassed to buy.
My boyfriend asked me to buy him some hemorrhoid cream. And I was kind of mortified because it's at the drugstore that's across the street from my house, like literally within, you know, maybe 400 feet from my house. And so I go in there all the time. So, mm-hmm. of course, what you do is you buy all the other stuff and you kind of cup it all around so no one can see what it is that's going, that they're actually putting in. Oh, my Lord, it just made me more
stressed. And well, it's another one of those things, kind of like Amy's room, be like, it's not for me. It's for my boyfriend.
I like how, yeah, she does point it out. Oh, yeah, nope, I'm not using this. My boyfriend is. Is this the right stuff?
He just really tore it up. Needs some hemorrhoid cream. Needs it now. Thing you're embarrassed to buy. 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse. 194, Flush the Format Friday Playhouse in the morning. And talk about the thing that you're kind of ashamed of, embarrassed, awkward about when you buy it at the store. You just don't like that feeling of the cashier being like, oh, so you're buying this, huh? What are we seeing for text? ABK.
Somebody said, it always happens whenever you're sick and you have to go get medicines. You look miserable wearing sweatpants. You're not feeling good already. And then you're loading up on medicine. You always happen to run into someone you know. It's just more embarrassing on how you look.
I sometimes get burned by just like things that I need together that I legitimately need together. And then I'm like, well, that looks weird.
Yes.
Like we had one of the kids had a cold. So I went and I got some tissues and I had had really dry hands. So I bought like a bunch of lotion because my hands were cracking. And I realized that I went through and like, it wasn't really until she looked at me funny that I went through and I'd bought nothing but a wad of tissues and a giant thing of like Jergens hand lotion.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh. And I was immediately like, I had a sick kid at home and I crack hands. I'm just going to leave. And like, there's circumstances like that where like individually, neither of those things is weird to buy.
No.
But you buy them and that's all you buy. Like had I bought a loaf of bread and some soda and it like had been broken up a little bit, it wouldn't have been so bad. But when that's literally the only two items you buy, you know, she's like, boy, that guy has, he knows exactly what he's going to go do.
Ew.
And he's going to go do it right now.
Do you think cashiers judge you, or do you think they try to give us like benefit of the doubt? Like, I don't think this is really what he's intending these for.
I undoubtedly think they judge.
No, really?
And I 1,000,000% think that they go like, oh, and they probably talk about people as they're leaving. Yes, I do think so.
Oh, gosh.
Like if you're a cashier, you want to tell me I'm wrong that you're not actually paying that much attention. I'd love to hear that. But I firmly believe there's judgment.
Yeah. Can anyone who is a cashier or was a cashier confirm or deny that you judge us?
There's got to be judgment. Thing you buy, but you're kind of embarrassed to buy it.
Yeah, I actually have to order all my toilet paper off of Amazon because I cannot stand buying it in the store. I mean, I know everybody uses it, but I'm just too embarrassed to buy it.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you so much. I think you're kind of embarrassed to buy at the store. 237, it's text 35270. I don't think you should be embarrassed to buy toilet paper, though.
Everybody's using it.
If they're not, that's more embarrassing.
We would never know, though.
Yeah, are you seeing some more where people are like, yeah, I don't like buying this?
Yeah, somebody said, last week my boyfriend bought our daughter lotion, and he hates walking around with just lotion. And as soon as he realized his embarrassment, he grabbed a bag of candy and hid it behind the candy and went to self-checkout ASAP. Somebody else said, wet wipes. I always get embarrassed with getting wet wipes. Everybody gets toilet paper, but not everyone uses wet wipes. And I just imagine the cashier imagining me scrubbing myself with these. Like, they would probably be like, man, there must be a mess down there.
It's another one that it's worse if it's the only thing you bought.
Yeah, because you're like, they made a special trip just for that. They need it.
Like, where are you in your life right now that you had to come up here into Walmart and all you bought was wet wipes?
Yeah.
And why are you walking so, I don't know, just the whole thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
It seems gross. Hello.
I went through the checkout like probably a couple weeks ago, and it happened to be an older person, and I bought lube. Like his and hers. You know, whatever. And the look on the girl's face.
Mm-hmm. You know, she was just like, because sometimes they have, like, commentary, right? Like, if you buy a bunch of snacks or, like, somebody's having a barbecue, there's no commentary for that.
That was the only thing that I bought. It's been a few years since I've been a cashier, but that definitely is a thing. Like, we do sit there and talk about a customer afterwards.
That's my fear, too, that you buy something that's a little awkward and you barely walk away and they all gather over there and, like, pointing at you and be like, that guy And even worse, if they're like, I think that's the guy from Y94. He just bought nothing, but yeah, did you see what he bought? Hey, Sarah, did you see what he bought? He bought himself a whole bunch of Kleenex and had like industrial size lotion. That guy's disgusting. I bet that Y94 studio is so sticky.
Ew.
Like,
ew.
Just, yuck.
Gross.
Yuck. Like, I don't need that in my life.
I know. Just, you can't judge us on what we need to get.
I mean, they say all talk is good talk in an industry like this. It's not necessarily true. Mm-mm. Some more as far as text tweets go.
Yeah, somebody said, I'm keto, so I buy a lot of cheese, and often enough, sometimes the cashiers will ask if I'm having a party. Someone else said, I always feel awkward buying lottery tickets. And someone else said, the other day I went to CVS with one of my coworkers, and I was just walking around the store, but I ended up picking up two things, and I realized it made me look crazy. I found a real cool stress ball and a kitchen knife that was on sale.
And what is that thing you kind of hate buying? Miss English.
I've got to say that probably for the last 10 years, I've only ever bought underwear online.
Okay.
I just feel like whoever's working the cash register is judging me. And I can't even say, like, I go in and buy, like, really racy stuff or anything, but I just feel like they're picturing me wearing what I'm buying, and I cannot deal. I haven't even worn it yet. It's just weird.
Would it be okay, though? What if it's, like...
That's all they sell?
If it's a dude, though, I can see how that's maybe a little bit weird, because you're, like, handing him, like, your bra and underwear or something. But, like, a woman, does it really matter?
That's what I think. Like, if you're going to a place, like, if you're going to, like, Victoria's Secret, that's all they sell, basically, kind of. Like, you're there for a reason.
It's not that shocking that you'd be purchasing that, right? Any final ones you want to snag? Amy K.
Yeah, somebody said, one time I had to get a padlock, a mop, and rolled a rolled cord of rope, and I felt very awkward buying that, but I needed everything for different things. Someone else said, a cake. I always feel like I'm getting judged, and they know I'm obviously eating it by myself.
Not obviously.
Maybe they're like, you have a birthday party.
Yeah, they don't know why you're getting that cake.